tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You know, she from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sounds outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread. Baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy. He just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy. And she call me Chico. She said, como estas? I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo.
God,
Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. Thought about you one time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show.
We stole the show. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. Never die, man. 'Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey. Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, I'm feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here, I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, the series is all tied up from North Little Rock, Arkansas, after the Frisco Rough Riders claimed victory on Tuesday. And the Arkansas Travelers get them right back on Wednesday. We're set for a Thursday evening affair from Dickie Stevens Park in Arkansas. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Welcome you into Game 3 of a six-game series at the home of the Arkansas Travelers, who have the best record, or at least tied for first. Out of the Northern Division, they are 26-15 on the season. The Frisco Rough Riders try to retake the series lead against Arkansas. The Rough Riders are now 18-22 on the season. A 6-2 loss last night. Two runs for the Frisco Rough Riders on five hits, one error. And for the Travelers, six runs on five hits and one error. A back-and-forth game. Frisco took leads in the fourth and sixth innings. One run in each frame. And both times, the Travelers came back to score in the bottom half of that same inning, canceling out the lead. And in the second case, not only erasing the lead, but taking one of their own. And they did not relinquish it after scoring four runs in the sixth inning and pulled away for the 6-2 victory. That ties the series up at one game apiece for the Rough Riders and Travelers. In Game 3, the Rough Riders will send out their top pitching prospect in the entire organizational farm system. That is Owen White, number two prospect overall behind only Evan Carter, and the number one pitching prospect. He has an ERA of 3.72 this season, the right-hander, former second-round pick out of Mount Ula, North Carolina, and a record of 1-1 on the season. So Owen White is the starter today for the Rough Riders. His counterpart is Emerson Hancock, one of their top prospects as well. Former sixth overall pick in 2020. Former Bulldog out of the University of Georgia. He's 4-1 on the season. Does have an ERA a little higher ticked than he would prefer. 5.93 on the season for Hancock. A large part of what raised it so much is he gave up 9 earned runs in a single start. That was against Frisco, in fact, a month ago. That is today his only loss on the year. Today is his ninth start of the season. Emerson Hancock gets the ball for the Travelers, and Owen White for the Rough Riders. We'll come back with part two of a conversation with relief pitcher Theo McDowell. Began that conversation yesterday. We'll chat with Theo about some of his background, his hockey playing, and his first experience in Frisco, which dates back to 2018. Theo McDowell, relief pitcher for the Rough Riders, joins us after this. First pitch today at 6:35. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
All right, welcome back in the pregame show. We've got a part two of a conversation with Theo McDowell, relief pitcher with the Frisco Rough Riders. We chatted a bit about his journey over to Texas. Comes from Vermont, got drafted out of high school, and actually had pitched at Riders Field before he ever got drafted. They brought him in for a session for the Rangers to see how he looked at the AA ballpark at Riders Field. So chatted about his first impressions of Riders Field is the first thing we chatted about. Then some conversations about hockey and some more of his background growing up in Vermont. So here is Theo McDowell talking about his first impressions of Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful park. So they brought me there like before when I was still in high school, and I was like, wow, this is sweet. But it seemed pretty far away from when I got drafted, yeah, going to Arizona. But now that I'm here, I'm pretty excited, and I'm I'm just glad I'm doing well, basically. Yeah. But it's been great. It's been a great blessing from the Rangers, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a different environment than growing up in the Northeast. What were kind of your memories, like earliest memories of playing hockey and baseball as a kid, and one of them taking precedence over the other? But what were your memories as a kid playing both those sports?
Yeah, no, it was definitely a lot of hockey. I would play hockey in the summer, and I kind of just played baseball when I could. I'd go from the rink to the field a lot, and it was just the way it was back in Vermont. We had, you know, street hockey, all that stuff, and baseball was, I was actually, like, just trying to be a shortstop or an outfielder. Pitching was more of, like, junior year high school. And, you know, I focused a lot on hockey, but now it's all baseball, so yeah.
Theo McDowell joining us here in the show. Hails from Vermont, went to high school in Connecticut to play hockey at a boarding school. You switched to baseball. Is there any skill set in hockey that translated to baseball some way that you became a better baseball player because of hockey? Or maybe it's completely unrelated, no similarity at all. What would you say?
I would say there's good similarity with skating. I mean, I've been told I'm a pretty good skater, but the Rangers have really tried to get me in my lower half, so it's kind of, I've always thought I've had that power in my lower half, but they've picked up on, like, you need to get more, so I thought it would translate, but I just, you know, everybody wants to throw harder, so I'm just trying to use that lower half more. Hockey definitely helped me out a little bit, but I think now it's more trying to hone that into pitching off the mound, going down the slope, so... Yeah.
You're not the only hockey guy on the team. Liam Hicks, who's from Toronto, you know, unsurprising that a Canadian would be into hockey. He was a goalkeeper growing up. Have you talked with him or ever seen him on the skates or chatted about hockey with Liam?
We actually just talked about it yesterday. Okay. We were talking about all the tournaments we were going to as kids, and he said he was going to a lot around, like, Lake Placid area, and I wouldn't be surprised if I played against him, maybe scored on him a couple times.
Oh, man. A couple last things here with Theo McDowell, one of the pitchers for the Rough Riders. You talked about just kind of switching to baseball in high school and realizing you had something to it. You know, you could pitch, you could throw hard. Was there a moment when you not only realized you were good at it, but that you enjoyed it, that you loved it for reasons beyond just, I can do it, which is a good enough reason of itself. But when did baseball really capture your love and interest and passion?
I would say my junior year. I mean, I won pitcher of the year, but I was more like just having fun. Throwing strikes as a high schooler, definitely, like, it sets you aside a little bit. You get scouts coming to your games, you get college people coming to your games. Just like trying to stay focused and really, like, thinking about baseball, I think would help, like, helped me a lot, because studying the game, just kind of thinking, oh, I have this pitch, blah blah blah, nobody can really hit it. Like, you throw 90 in high school, it's definitely elite, but it's, you got to start figuring out, oh, like, this is where it plays well, this is where it doesn't play well, because I mean, hitters can get lucky, and then you can, especially in high school, you can fall into some holes. So it was a fun experience back in high school, but it seems like so far away now. I just definitely changed a lot.
Yeah.
I changed my whole arm slot and all that stuff. But it was fun.
Yeah. I'm sure it went by quick to switch from baseball to get drafted, because you got drafted out of high school. So to really become more serious about it, junior or high school, is very quick to become a professional at it. But now it's been 5 years since you've been drafted. Tell me about kind of off the field and how you've grown as a person, what Theo McDowell is like, what's important to you. I know this is kind of a deep question. Feel free to get however philosophical you want or not, as you please. But what's important to you off the baseball field?
Important to me, I mean, our manager talks a lot about it. Carlos, he said, just check out when you can. Like, take your time with your family and your friends. I think that helped me out a lot. I kind of... My confidence on the mound has definitely changed a lot. I kind of realize that I'm here for a reason. I'm good enough to be here.
Yeah.
And then when I'm not here, I just kind of try to relax and be, you know, not really think about it. I think the best pitchers, like, you ask them what they're thinking on the mound, it's probably rainbows and butterflies. Like, there's not much going on. And that's, like, I know it seems easy to say, but it's like that's kind of really hard to do as a pitcher because you can get in your mind pretty fast. And I think I just done a good job of going out there and thinking about nothing. So I think that's helped me out a lot.
Good. Well, keep thinking about nothing and thinking about all of it. I appreciate your time, Theo. Good luck the rest of this week and this season. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, there's relief pitcher Theo McDowell joins us on the pregame show. Starting lineups coming up on the other side of this break, and then first pitch after that on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch just a couple minutes away. We'll have starting lineups on the other side of this break. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's a tantalizing pitching matchup in Game 3 of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Seattle Mariners affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dickie Stevens Ballpark in North Little Rock, Arkansas, alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Emerson Hancock, the number one pitching prospect in the minors for the Mariners organization, takes on Owen White, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. Josh, let's take a look at our starting lineups for today's game.
All right, thank you, Zach. Mike Freeman, the first-year skipper for the Travs, begins his lineup with the center fielder and the 21-year-old Jonathan Classe batting second, and the shortstop Leo Rivas hitting in the three hole. The designated hitter Spencer Packard. Then Robbie Tenarowitz is the cleanup man and the first baseman. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Robert Perez Jr. The sixth hitter and the second baseman Logan Warmoth. Batting seventh for the Travs, the third baseman Josh Morgan. Hitting eighth is the catcher Jake Anchia, and Tanner Kerwer bats ninth and plays left field. Then for the Rough Riders, it's Luis Angel Acuna at short, Aaron Zavala at left, Evan Carter in center, Thomas Ajayi cleans up the second baseman, Dustin Harris DHs, then it's Kellen Strom at right, Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, and Chris Cease as the Rough Riders starters.
All right, we're ready to go for baseball. Emerson Hancock, the right-hander, back into the windup in the first pitch of the ballgame. Acuna swings and slashes it foul out of play to the right side, and we're underway at 6:34, a minute early for today's first pitch here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Thursday night. The 0-1. Acuna swings, grounds it foul to the left side, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders coming in at 18-22. Arkansas 26-12, tied for the best record in the Texas League with the Tulsa Drillers. The Rough Riders 3.5 games back of the Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South. 0-2 pitch. Acuna's swing spoils it foul out of play to the right side in the air. And it's still 0-2 on the Rough Riders shortstop, batting in the leadoff spot for the first time this season. Acuna 2-for-7 in the series, playing in his 40th game of the year out of the Rough Riders 41. The pitch, rip and a miss, got him upstairs for strike three. Elevated fastball, and Emerson Hancock picks up the strikeout. One away in the first, and Aaron Zavala steps in. It was Acuna that got the best of Hancock the last time these two teams played. He had a grand slam against the number four prospect in the Mariners organization overall. It's the left-handed batting Aaron Zavala now in the pitch. Swing and a miss and a first pitch fastball on its 0-1. Zavala playing in game number 7 with the Rough Riders, hitting .227 on the year. He's walked 5 times in his 6 games as well. Hancock offers. Fastball clips the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-2 and nothing but strikes so far from the Cairo, Georgia native, former 6th overall selection in the 2020 draft. He peels back into his wine in the 0-2. Flicked foul out of play to the left side off the roof and up out of the ballpark here at Dickey Stevens. And it's still 0-2 on the Rough Riders left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Emerson Hancock has had some ups and downs. His worst start of the year this season has been against these Rough Riders. The 0-2, strike three call, got him on the outside corner with a slider. And Emerson Hancock K's the first two he sees in the first inning. That brings Evan Carter to the plate. Hancock, 6'4", 213 pounds, the 23-year-old out of the University of Georgia, making his 9th start of the season. An ERA just below 6, a record of 4-1. He pitches. Carter watches inside, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. 2 outs, bases clear, no score in the top of the first inning. Coming off a tough start against Wichita, allowing 6 runs in 2 innings, the 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow left center field. Jonathan Classe in from center. He makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Emerson Hancock. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders in the first inning. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders and Travelers. No score. Owen White to the hill next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In a game that's billed as a good pitcher's duel, Emerson Hancock goes 1-2-3 with 2 strikeouts in the top of the first. Now it's Owen White who offers into Jonathan Classe, who lays a bunt down the third baseline and foul. And it's 0-1. Jonathan Classe, Leo Rivas, Spencer Packard, the top three in this order for the Arkansas Travelers. Just underway in this ballgame, game 3 of the 6-game series, with the Rough Riders and Travelers splitting each of the first 2 games. Frisco winning 2-1 in game 1. Arkansas coming back with a 6-2 win yesterday. White winds in the 0-1. Swinging a high pop-up into shallow center field. White charging in. still running. It's Evan Carter, beg your pardon, who makes the catch on the run. And there's one out in the first inning for Owen White. That brings Leo Rivas to the plate. No score in the first.
Now that is shortstop number one, Leo Rivas.
Evan Carter makes the play in center. Let's introduce you to the rest of the defense behind the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization, Owen White. He offers the first pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1 with a fastball. Aaron Zavala's out in left field. Evan Carter in center and Kellen Strom in right. Chris Cease has third base. The wind in the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good pitch away, and it's 0-2. Luis Angel Acuña, the shortstop. Thomas Sejesi at second. Trevor Hover at first base. Scott Capers does the catching for Owen White, Mount Ula, North Carolina native. White back into his wind in the 0-2. Just high of the zone, barely missed, and it's one ball and two strikes. Owen White pitching to Scott Capers for just the second time this season. His only other start to Scott was also against Arkansas. The 1-2. This is down low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. That was back on April 19th. He allowed three runs, all earned over five innings, three walks, three strikeouts. It was a win for White that day. The pitch just settles high of the zone. We're full at three balls and two strikes. One out, bases clear in the first inning. It was a 9-5 win for the Rough Riders over Arkansas that day. White nods yes at the sign. He delivers in the 3-2. It's just inside for ball four. And it's a one-out walk to Leo Rivas. Spencer Packard makes his way to the plate. Packard hitting .294 on the year. Three homers, 23 runs batted in. Owen White making his third career start overall against these Arkansas Travelers. One last year and his second this year now. He's allowed five earned over 10 and a third innings. He delivers in. Curveball just outside, one ball, no strikes. His Double-A debut was here in Arkansas last year, allowing two runs over five and a third innings, five strikeouts, two walks. He stretches and brings in the pitch. It's just high, two balls, no strikes. The 23-year-old has really impressed this season. It's been a bit of a struggle over the last couple of starts for him with consistency as he fires over to first. Rivas back in. The strikeout numbers are much lower than expected with Owen White this year. Just 29 strikeouts in 36 and a third innings. He brings in the 2-0. Fastball rips across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Still a little bit early in the season, but we're starting to get into the last week of May, and this is when you really got to look at the sample size and say it's enough of a sample size at this point. He readies in the 2-1 pitch. Foul back on a fastball behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. Fastball velocity has been down a little bit for White. It's just been about the consistency at the top of the zone as well and getting the swings and misses. We're used to seeing a lot of swings and misses from White. We haven't seen that much this year. He readies and brings in the 2-2. After a long hold, he fires over to first instead. Only a 10.5% swinging strike rate. 10.5%, that is, for Owen White, which is bottom third of the Texas League. Used to seeing a very high swing and miss rate for Owen White. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting, Spencer Packard. Here she comes. Fouled away, left side. And it's still two balls, two strikes. And a nice play by a fan on the foul ball down the left side. White looks in for his sign. He's got it. A long hold. He delivers. Runner goes. It's floated down the left side and foul. And still two balls, two strikes. Saw a 10-pitch first inning from Emerson Hancock. Already 14 tosses to match Owen White's jersey number for the former second-round pick in the 2018 draft by the Rangers. originally committed to USC, University of South Carolina. Signed by the Rangers after Texas used their first pick on Cole Wynn in the 2018 draft. The pitch. Misses away for ball three. We're full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. This will be the 8th pitch to Packard. Owen was expected to be a two-way player, both offense and pitching, if he went to University of Southern or of South Carolina. The pitch, runner takes off, cut on and miss, throw to second is high. Rivas slides in safely with his 15th stolen base. But Spencer Packard strikes out. It's the first strikeout for Owen White, and there are two away in the first inning. Robbie Tenorowicz makes his way to the plate. No score, bottom of the first inning. 2 outs, runner at second. Here's the stretch. And White looks back towards second. Delivers home. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Don't want to mess around with Tenorowicz with a runner in scoring position. He's second in the league in RBIs. 34 runs batted in this year. Just 1-for-6 in the series so far. One White batting glove on his left hand. The pitch, slider over for a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-2. Tenorowicz calls time and steps out. Fresh off his Texas League Player of the Week award. Great week in Wichita. He hasn't been nearly as dominant so far in this series, and quite frankly, nobody has. It's been a very pitcher-dominated series so far. White ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Low and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Missed with a breaking ball. Only 10 combined hits last night. 7 combined hits the night before. Even though the Travelers scored 6 runs in last night's game, only on those 5 hits. White looks back to second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with the slider for strike three. Capers picks and applies the tag, and it's 2 strikeouts in a clean first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for Owen White. We go to the top of the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Game three of this six-game series. Happy you're with us in North Little Rock, Arkansas, right on the bank of the Arkansas River. Emerson Hancock struck out 2 in a 10-pitch first inning. And he winds back and deals home to Thomas Sejasi. It's cut on and fouled back into the glove of Jake Anchia, the catcher. And it's 0-1. The Thomas Sejasi, 2-for-5 in this series so far, hitting .299 on the year. The pitch. Flicked foul right side. It's 0-2. Sejasi has been a wonderful offensive piece for the Rough Riders. Said whenever he tries to go up to the plate, he wants to do damage. And he's done that a lot better here in the month of May. The tune of the best average out of anybody in the month of May. on this Rough Riders team. Hancock looks in for his sign. He winds back and offers. So J.C. watches low and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. 359 average in May for Sid J.C. Six extra base hits with three homers, three doubles. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him low of the zone with a changeup for strike three. He strikes out Sid J.C., and he strikes out his third already. Dustin Harris climbs in. Rough Riders and Travelers no score. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Hancock, who's making his fifth career start against Frisco. 0-2 with a 7.20 ERA overall, but in large part due to one start. The pitch slips outside. It's one ball and no strikes. At one start, a bad one against the Rough Riders in Frisco this season. Nine runs allowed in three innings. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Harris comes up empty, low of the zone. One ball and one strike. Hancock, a Georgia boy through and through. Went to the University of Georgia. Grew up in Cairo, Georgia. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another good changeup low of the zone. Harris down in the count. One ball and two strikes and a scoreless second. Base is clear. And he calls time and steps out. Went to Cairo High School as well. It's a small town, just about 10,000 people. Cairo High School, their mascot, the Syrup Makers. The 1-2. Flicked foul out of play left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Very rare mascot. Probably the only Syrup Makers in the whole country. And there's a good reason for that as well. The Syrup Plant was one of the biggest employers in Cairo. The 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball hit to center field. This one sending Classe back. He's just shy of the warning track. Turns into a back pedal and makes the chest high catch. Two outs in the second, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. No score. Rough Riders and Travelers.
Now that is right fielder number four, Kellen Strom.
All the way back in 1862. Seaborn Anderson Roddenberry. That's an 1862 name if I've ever heard one. Was a medical doctor and general store owner. The first pitch is down low and inside to Kellen Strom, and it's one ball and no strikes. He began making sugarcane syrup in Cairo. First under the label Roddenberry in 1889. The 1-0. Check swing, strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. That company became one of the biggest in the city, and then in 2002 it actually moved up north to North Carolina. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. That was the 1-1. It's now 1-2. Base is clear. Two outs. No score in the second. The high school is the Syrup Makers, and the name has stuck ever since. The 1-2. In the air down the right field line. Perez racing after it. Still running, and it's foul out of play. Still one ball, two strikes on Kellen Strom.
I'd like to see graduates from Cairo, players from Cairo, play Camas High School in Washington. The Syrup Makers versus the Paper Makers. And then the teammates graduate, go to Purdue, and they become the Boilermakers.
Boiler makers.
Yeah, there you go.
Hancock looks over his glove, winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Four strikeouts for Emerson Hancock through two shutout innings, and he's faced the minimum through two frames. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. To the bottom of the second inning, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's been an expected pitcher's duel so far. Just one base runner through an inning and a half combined between these two teams. Robert Perez Jr. steps in to begin things in the second. Right-handed batter against right-handed throwing Owen White. He winds back and offers in. Curveball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Owen White has done a wonderful job limiting base runners this year. He winds in the 0-1. Swinging a grounder out in front of home, softly hit, and it trickles foul to the left side. 0-2. Top 10 in the league in both batting average against and whip, walks plus hits per inning pitch. His walk rate is a little bit higher than you'd expect based on his career averages, and his strikeouts a little bit lower also based on what his career averages are and what we saw last year. But nonetheless, a very impressive season for the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. He has his sign from Capers, winds back in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive, scoots into left for a base hit. Right in between Chris Cease at third and Acuna at short. Robert Perez Jr. on an 0-2 pitch got a hanger in the middle of the plate and served it into left. First base hit on either side. Logan Warmoth, the second baseman, takes his turn. Owen White this season has been a much better ground ball pitcher as well than he has been historically. He readies from the stretch and kicks home. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider, 0-1. White has induced 5 ground ball double plays this year. Just one shy of his career high, and he's only 8 starts into the season. The 0-1. Off the outside corner and misses in the dirt. It's 1-1. His career high last year was 6, and that was in 80 1/3 innings. He's only thrown under 40 innings so far this year, and he's on pace to well eclipse that ground ball to double play mark. He's ready from the stretch, and he rocks in the 1-1, a swing and a miss, and an elevated fastball up and inside. 1-2 in the right-handed hitting Warman. No score, bottom of the second. In addition to that, his ground ball rate at 50% of the balls put in play against him on the ground. That's the third highest of the Texas League this year. 1-2. Just high off the outside corner, didn't miss by much, and it's 2-2. So it's a little bit of a give and take. Strikeout numbers are down, but he's getting a lot of ground balls and inducing soft contact well. He readies from the stretch. Looking over at first, over his left shoulder. And pitches home. Breaking ball away. 3-2. Perez just 2-for-4 in stolen bases as he takes his lead from first. Nobody out. Runner at first base in the second. No score. 3-2. High for 4. The first two reach against White in this second. Runners at first and second base for the former Rough Rider, Josh Morgan.
Morgan,
in his third season with the Seattle Mariners organization, a former third-round pick by the Rangers in 2014. Out of Orange Lutheran High School in Orange, California, same high school that Cole Wynn went to. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball grounded foul, third base side. It's 0-1. Played with the Rough Riders in 2018, 79 games, and then the first game in 2019. Suffered a broken hand on opening day in 2019 and missed the rest of the season. White looks back to second base in the pitch. Dots the bottom of the zone for a strike. He's ahead 0-2 on the third baseman, Morgan. Defensively, Morgan has proved his value throughout his time in the minors, playing a ton of different positions. Rangers were trying mid catcher with the Rough Riders in 2018. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. The fastball for strike three. Owen White picks up his third strikeout. One away in the second, and Jake Anchia climbs to the plate. No score. Rough Riders and Travelers. On the second, two on with one away. He caught 20 games in his minor league career. Here's the stretch. And a throwback to second base on the pickoff attempt. Not in time. Nearly got Perez leaning, so JC, the second baseman, took the throw. Laid down the tag just a bit late. In addition to catcher, Morgan has started at second, third, and short throughout his minor league career. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left. He's got it. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first. It's a double play. The sixth of the season for Owen White to tie a career high, and he gets out of the second. No runs across on a hit. No errors and one runner left stranded in the second inning for Owen White. No score to the top of the third, where Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Emerson Hancock back to the mound, and the bottom of the order for the Rough Riders to begin the third inning in a scoreless contest from Dickey Stevens Park. Welcome back to North Little Rock, Arkansas, everybody. Josh Ward alongside Zach Bigley. Game three of a six-game series. Tied up at the moment. First pitch to Trevor Hover is outside on a tailing fastball. And ball one to Trevor. His first at-bat of the day, the first baseman tonight for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 offering to Hover is swung on and pelted into high and shallow center field. Jonathan Classe running in. He'll give way to the infield. Rivas running back. He does make the catch, having to take a couple extra steps deeper into center field. But the shortstop puts it away. And Trevor Hover pops out to bring up Scott Capers with one away. Base is empty in the third inning. No score for either team yet here in the third game of the series. Frisco scoring just two runs in each game so far. First pitch to Capers, an off-speed offering popped up on the right side. Tenero is the first baseman sprinting for it. Runs up near the tarp and actually tumbles over the tarp. Relatively unnecessarily, as that ball went six rows deep. And Tenerowitz went belly flopping over the tarp, but he's okay.
It's one of the more unique characters you'll find in minor league baseball. He's a funny guy.
They call him Bird. He's got the long floppy hair and a mustache and just having a good old time out there. 0-1 the count to Scott Capers. Here's the pitch. Fastball that's popped up into shallow center, playable for Warmoth. The second baseman stays in the back of the infield to put it away. And two pop-outs this inning as Emerson Hancock
continues to work quickly. Only 24 pitches through the first couple of innings, and then he gets Trevor Hover and Scott Capers out on two pitches each. And now he's trying to go through the order one time with the minimums. Chris C. steps in. First pitch is low and away. And ball one. He has not allowed a base runner yet and could set down nine in a row to begin this ballgame. Two outs, bases empty, third inning. Here's the 1-0. See, swings a ground ball up the middle. Rivas lunging for it, grabs it, throws on the run. One bounce to first, got him in time. Chris Tease legging it out, but it beat him just by a little bit. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Emerson Hancock. Three frames, nobody aboard. Doesn't strike anybody out this inning, but he's got four of those on the evening. We had two the bottom of the third inning, no score. The Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey, this is Ricky Manasco, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning. Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Owen White to face Tanner Kerwer in a scoreless contest. Home half of the third inning. Both teams winning one game so far in this series. Frisco dropping yesterday's game 6-2. Owen White trying to keep it a scoreless ball game. The righty comes set and deals home. A fastball fouled away, third base side. And 0-1 to Tanner Kerwer, his first playing time of the series. He's starting in left field tonight. Yesterday's game taking 2 hours and 41 minutes here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. As Owen White deals the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball, tap foul, same spot. There was a blowout win yesterday in the Texas League. Wichita dominating Springfield 13-1. There were pitcher's duels as well. Corpus Christi shutting out Midland 2-0. 0-2 the count from Owen White. The pitch, changeup just above the zone, 2-1. Or pardon me, 1-2. The shortest game in the Texas League last night was somehow the only extra inning game around the league. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, check swing, right back to Owen White on a bounce. He fields softly and underhands to first on maybe the easiest play he will have all season long. A little soft roller that bounced right into his glove above his belt. He took a couple steps to first and retires Tanner Kerwer. Top of the order, Jonathan Classe, the batter. In a scoreless contest, bottom of the third. Tulsa walked off Northwest Arkansas last night, 10th inning of that ball game. Here's the first pitch, Classe bunting. He pops it up into the netting behind home plate. And a foul ball. So 0-1 the count to Classe, top of the order. That game yesterday in the Texas League. 10 innings, took just 2 hours, 9 minutes. The pitch swung on, a looper into shallow center. It down. It gets down for a base hit, and Jonathan Classe has a one-out single. Just his second hit of the series, he was 1-for-8. He singles into center to bring up Leo Rivas. Just the second hit allowed by Owen White tonight. Went through the order one time with a single and a couple of walks, but got a double play. Has not allowed a run yet. Scoreless game, bottom of the third. A throw over to first, and Classe scampers back.
Got to be really careful with him. He has 29 steals this year between here and High A Everett, and that's tied for fourth in all minor league baseball.
Speedster takes his lead from first. First pitch to Leo Rivas is almost bunted. He pulled back. It's called a ball. They're a little bit high. Classe, the runner at first. Like you said, a lot of steals. Last year was his first full season stateside. And affiliated balls from the Dominican Republic. There's the 1-0 to Leo Rivas with Classe at first. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, 1-1. Classe played in Modesto with the Nuts in California, stole 55 bases. That's impressive just for a guy. I mean, sure, as a youngster, you may have a lot of speed and agility, but to get the timing down, the mental aspect of stealing bases, reading pitchers well, it takes maturity. Here's the 1-1 to Leo Rivas, a breaking ball that does not find the back door. And two balls and a strike to Rivas. Runner at first, one out for the Trabs. Home half of the third inning in a scoreless game.
Have you heard the Modesto Nuts theme song?
No. What's the story?
It's pretty good.
Yeah? I can imagine. I mean. Here's the 2-1. The runner goes. The pitch is inside. The throw to second is offline. Classe came off the bag perhaps, kept his foot on, and is safe for a stolen base. 13th of the season with the Travelers. And Classe, who got a pretty good jump. If the throw was online, it would have gotten him, but it was to the third base side of second base. Acuna had to reach over, come back with a tag, and did a good job of holding it on Classe, but he kept his foot on the base over sliding, but not too much. The 3-1 to Rivas, breaking ball, gets the count full. Runner in scoring position, one out. So can you, do you know the name? Or are you going to sing it for me?
I mean, I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
I will say
it's disappointing.
John Thurman Field is their field. And I always remember it because it's John Thurman Field is the place for fun, okay. Is the first line of the song.
The payoff, breaking ball, foul back.
Family entertainment for everyone. I'm like rapping it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like
want
spoken
me to lay
word.
Down a beat? I can beatbox. No, I can't actually. I don't know why I said that.
I'm saying if you haven't heard it, you should look it up.
Okay.
It's great.
Right.
It's like a jingle. It's fun.
It's a jingle. Runner at second. Full count to Rivas with one away. Owen White takes a couple looks at second. The pitch is fouled back. Rivas does a good job staying alive. Well, Classe heard that. That theme song a fair amount last year. Now he's all the way across the country just about. He takes off for third. White will throw over to third. Cease applies the tag and got him. Classe seeing Cease, the third baseman playing behind the base, thought he might catch him unawares. Cease, who is not normally a third baseman, just his second start of his minor league career at third. And he does get there in time, caught the ball on the run from Owen White, laid down the tag, and Classe has to jog back to the dugout. So 1-5 caught stealing. The payoff pitch again to Rivas is taken high for a ball, and it's a walk. Well, we were joking with Chris Cease the last couple of days. He's played at third base a couple times, once with the Rangers and once in the Puerto Rican Winter League and also once in spring training. And he says, I've never gotten a ball hit to me. Nowhere near me, no ground balls, no line drives, nothing. And in the box score, it's true. There's no errors, no chances, no assists. It's just zeros across the board other than innings played at the position. Spencer Packard steps in. Two down, runner at first. The pitch, a curveball in the outer half for strike one. And so that right there is Chris Cease's first chance and put out of his minor league career at third base. Normally a shortstop slash outfielder. Here's the 0-1 to Spencer Packard. Owen White will turn over to first and throw that way instead and gets Rivas back to the bag. So of all the first times, that was a pretty fun one for Chris Cease. He did well to had to come from the back of the infield on a stolen base attempt before the pitch, and Cease looked comfortable. The 0-1 offering from Owen White. A curveball, similar spot, gets a strike again. He's thrown two curves this at-bat and gets ahead 0-2. Tie score, no score, bottom of the third. Leo Rivas, who has walked twice today to increase his league lead. He's got 34 of them on the season. He's at first. He
The 0-2 to Packard. It's high on the fastball, 1-2. So Rivas at first base representing the go-ahead run, but they had a runner wiped out from scoring position on a cop stealing. Trying to rebound and still score a run here in the third inning. No score. Righty-lefty matchup with the 1-2 pitch from Owen White to Spencer Packard is outside. Tails away from Packard, ball two. Rivas with two walks today. The two guys trailing him in the league leaderboard are both Frisco Rough Riders. As Dustin Harris and Evan Carter, second and third. Two balls, two strikes. Rivas takes a good lead. The slider just outside. Owen White started to walk to the dugout a half step. And he'll return on the slab for a 3-2 to Spencer Packard. Owen White set for the payoff pitch with two down. A long hold. Here it comes. Fastball rope to right field. Well hit. Strom running back. Jumps up. Can't get it. Off the wall. Rivas is going to score. Packard up to second on a two-out double for an RBI. And Arkansas strikes first in the third inning. Strom had a tough time reading it, and it's hard to blame him. That ball absolutely mashed on a line drive. Even if he had started going out, hard to say if he would have gotten underneath that one. He jumped up for it, but it was a few feet over his glove, hit the base of the wall, and then bounced back in front of him. But no chance to get Packard or Rivas, who comes around to score from first base. It's 1-0 Arkansas, and now Robbie Tanerowitz the batter. Owen White looking back at second. The first pitch, Tanerowitz flies it away, foul off the siding here at Dickey Stevens Park. Something Tanerowitz did a lot yesterday. 11 foul balls in a single at-bat. 16 pitches in one AB that led to a single. Now he's got a runner at second. The pitch, a curve in the dirt, blocked by Capers. That was his only hit of the series so far. That 16-pitch marathon last night that helped catalyze the Travelers. They were trailing at that point in the ballgame. And after his single, followed by a double, a hit by pitch, and a two RBI single, and a sack fly, just everything changed. The 1-1, he grounds it back up the middle, fielded by Owen White. He'll underhand to first and retire Tanerowitz along with the side. And that's the inning. But a double for Spencer Packard brings in a run. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard. It's 1-0 Travelers through three complete innings from Dickey Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Emerson Hancock has been dealing so far. Second time through the order against the right-hander and former sixth overall pick. It's 1-0 Arkansas into the fourth inning. Hancock's first pitch to Luis Angel Acuna is low and away for a ball. Hancock has gone through the order one time so far. Three innings, has not allowed a base runner. with four strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch, Acuna takes it inside, almost hit him. Gets to the backstop, clipping off the glove of Anchia. Just barely missed the elbow guard of Luis Angel Acuna. A bright yellow elbow guard, a property of his brother, really, but has the Acuna name on it. The 2-0 to Luis Angel is taken on the outer half. A fastball that cuts back over the corner, tailing arm side, back in on a right-hand hitter like Acuna. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff man. The pitch swung on, a grounder, three hopper toward short, fielded by Rivas in the grass, throws to first, and gets Acuna. Good arm from Rivas. Acuna has good speed, and he threw from the left center grass and puts away Luis Angel Acuna. One out, top of the fourth inning. And Aaron Zavala to the plate. The Rough Riders with no runs on no hits and no errors. And the Trabs with one run on three hits and no errors. Emerson Hancock into the wind. He comes home and just misses the bottom part of the zone. Hancock's third year in minor league baseball, had a 3.7 ERA last year with the Travelers. The 1-0, Zavala takes it inside, gets ahead 2-0. He had good numbers, that ERA well below 4, and big sample size, 21 starts. Didn't strike out a lot of guys, but that was okay. The 2-1, Zavala swings and lifts it to left. Fairly well hit. Kerwer going back, backpedaling near the wall. He makes the catch and puts his nameplate up against the fence after putting away Aaron Zavala, two down.
That's one of the few ones to left field here in this ballpark that might have had a chance to get out at Riders Field. Ball carries better to left field in general at home, and you see kind of the pitcher-friendly aspects of this ballpark playing a factor so far in Game 3.
Yeah. Evan Carter is next with two outs and the bases empty. 1-0 Trabs in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Hancock. He is swung on, a hard hit liner up the first baseline, fair ball. Evan Carter scoots around first. It kicks off the wall in right field. He'll stop at second with a two-out double. On the first pitch he sees here in the fourth inning, and Evan Carter nabs his third double of the year. Got it past Robbie Tenerowitz, who went lunging for it but really had no shot. And Evan Carter, who has not gotten a lot of doubles this year, his third this season, hitting .294, plenty of base hits, but not a lot of doubles. So he gets one here. He's one for two today. Brings up Thomas Sejacy with the tying run in scoring position. Two outs, Carter at second. Sejacy, the right-hand hitter, climbs in. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Hancock, who didn't strike out a lot of guys last year, less than one per inning. This year, 41 strikeouts in 30 innings coming into today. Gets ahead 0-1 on Sejacy. The pitch is swung on, fouled back. He quickly gets two strikes on Sejacy. Hancock sitting on four strikeouts on the evening with like a fifth. And strand a runner in scoring position. That is the first base runner that the Rough Riders have tonight. Evan Carter's double breaks up the no-hitter that lasted 3 2/3 innings. The 0-2 offering to Sejacy is swung on, grounded to the right side. Tenerowitz fields, the first baseman underhands back to Hancock. He steps on the bag and records the out. He had to jump up for it and nearly lost it out of his glove, but he does make the play, and Tenerowitz gives him a fist bump and says, good job. The inning is over. One left on after a double by Evan Carter, but nothing else. To the bottom of the fourth inning, the Trabs coming up as they lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Owen White has gone three innings so far for the Frisco Rough Riders, only allowing one run, but that's been the only run in the game for either team. He faces Robert Perez Jr. in the bottom of the fourth inning. The first pitch, Perez swings at a curveball and does not get it. Strike one on the right fielder. 1-0 Arkansas, not a lot of base runners for either team. Just the first one for the Rough Riders last inning, one hit, no walks. The second pitch to Perez is taken down the middle. It's 0-2 from Owen White. The Travs have three hits so far in this ballgame. Not a lot of base runners yesterday either in the Travelers' victory. The 0-2 pitch, a curveball low and away. There were both teams had five hits, and both teams left five aboard, so the Travelers got a 6-2 victory, not because they had way more base hits or base runners than Frisco. The 1-2 breaking ball hit on a line toward short. It's past Acuna and into center field for a base hit. Robert Perez Jr., who has two base hits today, both on two-strike pitches, is aboard for a second time. A single to left, a single to right, or single to left and single to center. And now Logan Warmoth, the batter, with nobody out in the fourth inning. 1-0 Arkansas as they try to add on to the lead. Middle infield pinching towards double play combo. The first pitch from Owen White to Warmoth is low for a ball. The problem yesterday, although both teams had the same number of hits, is that Arkansas has smushed them all together. Instead of spreading them out over the game, they had four of their five hits all in the same inning. That's easier to score that way. Might as well put them in one frame, get all your runs just about in one inning. The 1-0, a fastball lifted to center field. High, not terribly deep. Evan Carter going back a few steps. Makes the catch. Perez starts to tag. It's about a third of the way up towards second and stops. Returns to first, and Logan Warmoth is just a fly out here in the fourth inning. Josh Morgan is next with a runner at first and one away. Bottom of the fourth inning. Arkansas in front 1-0. Field shifted a bit to the left. Thomas Ajayi close to second base. He's the second baseman. The initial pitch of this at bat, Morgan swings and flies it foul to the right side. The lights are on here at Dickey Stevens Park. Still a ways from sunset, partially cloudy skies. Pretty good crowd on hand. A pleasant day for baseball in Pulaski County. Owen White set with his back to the runner at first base. He slide steps home and a pitch low to even the count 1-1. Like Zach said, Josh Morgan, a former Rough Rider, logged 80 games in that 2018 season. Used to play in the Texas League, so he faced Arkansas 12 times that season. A 1-1 breaking ball up and in, a check swing, and he did not attempt. Morgan gets ahead in the count 2-1. Josh played Arkansas 12 times, had 12 hits. A home run against the Travelers, now donning the red Travelers uniform, in which Arkansas boasts a 4-1 record in these red tops this season. A 2-1 pitch to Josh Morgan is swung on and hit hard to center field. Evan Carter on his horse back to the warning track. He gives up on it, and that ball is out of here. Josh Morgan homers to right center field. The first home run of the series for either team. It puts Arkansas up 3-0 in the fourth inning. Scores Robert Perez Jr. from first base. Josh Morgan smacks his second dinger of the year. Up to double-digit RBIs now, and he puts Arkansas ahead 3-0. And Owen White getting hit around a little bit now. He cruised pretty well through the first couple of innings. A couple base runners, but no runs until the third. First pitch to Anchia. Jake takes it for a strike. It's 0-1. Owen White, who's pitched better on the road this season, gives up the homer. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Has a road ERA of just 2.75. ERA overall of 3.72. Just the third home run allowed this season. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, cuts the inside corner, strike three looking. Jake Anshia sees three pitches, all for strikes, and Owen White responds to the home run with a strikeout in quick succession. Still 3-0 Arkansas. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Tanner Kerwer the batter. The infield playing him straight up, the outfield a step deep. The first pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, it's a strike. Josh Morgan homering against his former team. Guy who played in the Rangers organization for a long time. The 0-1 pitch low for a ball. Got drafted by the Rangers in 2014 in the third round and played there until COVID. With the Rangers org, homers against Frisco. 3-0 Arkansas. Two outs, bases empty. The pitch to Kerwer swung on and missed. Two strikes now from Owen White on Tanner Kerwer. White peering over the black glove. He comes set. The kick for the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Owen White strikes out back-to-back guys after the home run. He had not struck out a guy since the second inning. Seems energized by the homer. And he finishes the fourth inning on a good note. However, two runs do come in on the home run by Josh Morgan. We head to the fifth inning. It's 3-0 Arkansas. Zach Bigley on the call when we come back in the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Three nothing our score. Arkansas leads to the top of the fifth inning in Little Rock. Dustin Harris leads things off against Emerson Hancock. Back out for his fifth inning of work, he winds and fires. Down low and inside of the left-handed batter from the right-handed tosser, and it's one ball and no strikes. Only one hit today for the Rough Riders on offense, and Evan Carter double down the right field line. The 1-0 just slips outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Harris 0-for-7 in this series. He flew out to center earlier in today's game. Hancock winds the 2-0. High pop-up foul left side and out of play, and it's 2-1. Well, not saying that four one-hit innings is of the norm of Emerson Hancock, but this has kind of been par for the course for how he's been here at home as opposed to on the road this season. 2-1. Just outside, three balls and one strike. At home this year, he's 2-0 with a 1-2-3 ERA. While on the road, an ERA over 10. The 3-1, fouled back. Three balls, two strikes. His two worst starts against Wichita last time out, six runs over two innings, and against Frisco in Frisco, nine runs over three innings. Those have both come on the road. Payoff pitch. High of the zone for ball four. And Dustin Harris coaxes a walk to lead things off in the fifth inning.
Yeah, well,
Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 3-0, top of the fifth inning. Strom struck out back in the second. Hancock readies from the stretch, he delivers. Fouled back. 0-1. He doesn't give up many hits here at home either. Opponents hitting under 200 against him in this very pitcher-friendly ballpark. From the stretch, the 0-1. Dots the outside corner, upper edge for a strike, 0-2. His starts against Frisco here at home. He hasn't allowed a run in 8 2/3 innings. 0-2. In the air, down the right side, twists foul out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Travelers. No runs on 1 hit and no errors for the Rough Riders as we play in the top of the fifth inning. He stretches. And the former Georgia Bulldog delivers. Swinging a broken bat, roller to second. Warmoth charges, only play to first. He tosses that way and gets the hustling Strom. 1 out. Harris down to second base on the play. It's as good as a bunt. Trevor Hover steps in. Hover, a pop out to short. His first trip. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. First pitch. High and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Hover has still the only run-producing hit for the Rough Riders in this series, a 2-run single back in game one. Stretch and the pitch. Foul back. 1 ball, 1 strike. The offense has been tough to come by for the Rough Riders over the last few games. Over their last 5 games, the Rough Riders have just scored 14 runs and are hitting 195 as a team. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Ball and 2 strikes on the first baseman, Hover. It's an average of under 3 runs a game on offense. They haven't managed a run yet today. It's the ebbs and flows of a long season. There'll be stretches like this. The 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play, left side. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unfortunately for the Rough Riders, it's coincided in the best pitching stretch on the season. So in a situation 2 weeks ago in which the Rough Riders were hitting, they were not pitching, and now it's vice versa, where they're pitching really well, they just haven't been able to score. The 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side, base hit. Harris around third. He's getting waved home. Perez throw to the plate is cut off. Harris comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Trevor Hover. And it's his second run-scoring hit of the series to make it 3-1. Rough Riders now trailing by 2.
Now by number 8, Scott Capers.
Trevor Hover ripping it through the right side. Picking up the RBI single, and Scott Capers steps to the plate. He marked the scoreboard for the first time against Hancock in the first pitch. Capers watches away, 1 ball, no strikes. Hancock had dealt with a myriad of injuries throughout his young minor league career and finally healthy. Mariners really like this right-hander, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, the breaking ball low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike, and there were a lot of questions coming into this season is who is the better pitching prospect in the Mariners organization. Is it Emerson Hancock or is it Bryce Miller, who is a former Arkansas Traveler earlier this year? The pitch. Capers swings, punches in the air into left center field. Classe back. He's under it and he makes the catch. Hava retreats to first base, 2 outs. Chris C. steps in.
Now that is number 6, Chris.
Riders trailing 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Well, Bryce Miller has turned in one of the greatest starts to a major league career for a pitcher in the history of baseball. The first pitch. Cease watches high of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Through five starts, Bryce Miller has a 1.15 ERA. He's 3-1. Hancock stretches, and the 1-0 pitch. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes. He struck out 28 to just three walks in 31 and a third innings. And he's already accrued 1.4 wins above replacement through five games as a starter. That's crazy, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's two balls and one strike on the Rough Riders' third baseman, Chris Sees. Bryce Miller is doing historic stuff. He's only surrendered 17 base runners in 31 innings. That's the lowest in the first five major league starts in a career. The pitch. Breaking ball simmers inside. It's three balls and one strike on Sees. Amazing stuff for the former Arkansas Traveler, and they're hoping for similar stuff from Hancock. The pitch is fouled back, and it's three balls, two strikes. Of course, you can't expect stuff like that. That's out of this world type of production. He's gone at least six innings in every single one of his starts, including a seven-inning start at Detroit. 3-2 on Sees. Here she comes. Runner takes off. It's popped up. Right side, foul territory. And Chia, the catcher, to the warning track, and he watches it go four rows deep into the seats. Still three balls, two strikes. 3-1 our score. Rough Riders trailing in the top of the fifth inning.
Fan lost his pizza or a phone. It hit the ground and then popped up in the underside of his plate and threw everything. He's all right. They're laughing about it.
Get that man some pizza.
Yeah.
Hancock the 3-2 inside for ball four. Trevor Hover up to second. Chris Sees with the walk. Two aboard with two outs in the fifth inning. Nobody up and throwing quite yet in the Arkansas bullpen. The 65 pitches for Hancock, but Michael Peoples, the pitching coach, will come out and chat. Top of the order, and Luis Angel Acuña coming up, and this would be huge for the Rough Riders to scratch out a little bit more damage against Hancock. He had been cruising until this inning, just one hit allowed and one base runner through four. Rough Riders finally getting to him. He walked Dustin Harris. After a ground out, moved him to second. Trevor Hover with an RBI single. Scott Capers a fly out to center, and then Chris Sees a walk to put two aboard and two down. Luis Angel Acuña to the plate for the Rough Riders. Acuña 0 for 2. Very slightly open stance. The first pitch. Acuña watches on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. We got to chat with Acuña a little bit before today's game. Chris, or through Carlos, I should say. Rough Riders skipper. He was able to translate a little bit. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Off the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. Josh, that was really fun to chat with him a little bit, and it's great to see him show off some personality as he's a little bit shy amongst the clubhouse, but still a great guy.
It's tough just to not speak much English if you're in this country, but he's a funny guy, you can tell.
1-1. Swinging a little roller foul to the right side, and it's two balls and one strike. And one of the things we get asked a lot is, what is he like? What is his personality? Because you see his brother, who's this effervescent personality, and he's all over the place, and you know, bat flipping and huge, huge home runs. That's not Acuña. I guess I should say that's not Luis Angel. That's not Luis Angel. It's not his brother. He is a very different guy. The pitch. Inside. It's two balls and two strikes. He's much more quiet. Let's his play do the talking.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's more. He's quiet, but I think it'll come out at times and as he gets older, but he seems like a very calm and controlled himself type of guy.
2-2 pitch. Just low off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes on Acuña. Runners at first and second. They'll be off on this two-strike pitch from Emerson Hancock. Rough Riders trying to put pressure on it. Here she comes. Acuña swings and misses for strike three. Hancock strikes out his fifth. Retires the side in the top of the fifth. One run across, though, on one hit. No errors, two left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for Arkansas in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-1. Owen White back on the hill for the Rough Riders, and the right-hander delivers. Flicked foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Jonathan Classe. Leading things off, he's 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the third. The pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Classe singled to center, stole second, and then was caught stealing, trying to steal third. Back in from the left side, a switch hitter. The 0-2. Line foul right side, just shy of the tarp in foul territory, and it's still 0-2 on Classe. He was a switch hitter when he was younger. And then he decided to give up switch hitting for just a little bit. He was back in Arizona with the Mariners organization in 2021. He was rehabbing from an injury. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Just high of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Just been hitting right-handed ever since giving up switch hitting. And when he was rehabbing for the injury, he thought, might as well start switch hitting again. The 1-2, down low and inside, two balls and two strikes, so he picked it back up, and he's been doing it ever since. What do you know? One full season in 2022, and then again here in 2023. All the way up to double A. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. For Modesto, last year's switch hitting, he's a .267 hitter. White rocks back and offers in. High off the outside corner. The seventh pitch of the plate appearance makes it three balls and two strikes. Limited sample size, this is just his 19th game here in AA. The pitch, just high and away for ball four. Classe draws the walk, and Leo Rivas steps in. But in high A Everett, he hit well both right-handed and left-handed, but as a right-handed batter, hit a little bit better, 370. As a right-handed batter, 317 as a left-handed batter. Leo Rivas has walked twice. He's back in from the left side of the plate. First pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Came in to score the game's first run back in the third. It's 3-1 Arkansas. Bottom half of the fifth inning. White from the stretch, and he issues home. Just outside. One ball, one strike. The difference in the game today, a two-run home run from Josh Morgan, the former Rough Rider. It was a shot, too, into right center field. I mean, that's just about as deep as you can send it into right center. 2-0. Outside corner with a changeup for a strike, and it's 1-2. It is 1-2, beg your pardon. Fooled by the old scoreboard again. White has his sign from the stretch. Working on 5 Ks, and the 1-2 is high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pole side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders. Wearing their rogue gray uniforms today. Stretch. And White, the 2-2. Low, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the fifth inning with a runner at first. Arkansas wearing their throwback style uniforms. The red tops with LR on the left breast. A quick throw over to first. Glossay's back in. That's for Little Rock. Before they were the Arkansas Travelers, they were the Little Rock Travelers, playing in the Southern Association of Minor League Baseball from 1932 to 1961. White readies. And another throw over to first. Glossay's back in again. In 1963, they became the Arkansas Travelers, and they played at Ray Winder Field from 1932 all the way to 2006. 2007, Dickie Stevens Park opened up. Ray Winder Field was built back in 1932. It held around 6,000 in capacity. It was actually across the river over in Little Rock. We passed by it on our way from the hotel over here to North Little Rock. White from the stretch, the 3-2. Runner takes off, a line drive to left center field. Carter racing in, dives, can't get it. It's behind him. Zavala backs it up. Classe up to third. He gets the stop sign. Acuna bobbles it in center. And it's runners at second and third and nobody out here in the fifth inning. Rough Riders have John Matthews and Alex Spies warming out of their bullpen beyond the right field line. 87 pitches for Owen White. And John Goble will head out and chat. A 3-1 advantage for Arkansas. Bottom half of the fifth inning. In 1932, when Ray Winder Field opened, it only cost $100,000.
Oh, that's a bargain.
To build that ballpark. It's about $2 million or so in our money now, but... still, $2 million for a ballpark, that's a bargain.
Do they have a coupon? Like,
a Groupon, yes.
A Groupon. Dang, 100K. We were talking about the history of the Travs. I mean, they are the longest standing member of the Texas League in terms of the current 10 teams. The interesting thing is how well Frisco has played them even in the years where Arkansas does best. I mean, Arkansas has won several titles since Frisco joined. So just look at the last 20 years. Arkansas has won one Texas League title. That was 2008. And Frisco had a really good record against the Travs that year. I think it was 8-4 that season in the year that Arkansas won. So they were beating just about everybody that season, but not Frisco. Yeah, 8-4 that season in 2008, the year Arkansas won the chip.
Now Spencer Packard is in from the left side. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders. The pitch, it's a breaking ball just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. And 2008, Rough Riders team was really good. That was the Elvis Andrews team. Rough Riders have by far a winning record in their history against Arkansas. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down, though, and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Arkansas was actually an Angels affiliate up until 2016, and then in 2017 they signed their PDL deal with the Mariners, and they've been an affiliate with them ever since. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. Just outside, 3 balls, no strikes. First base is open, but the dangerous Robbie Tanerowitz is on deck. Three-one Arkansas, and threatening with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. White, the 3-0 pitch. Top of the zone for a strike. 3-1 3-1 with the fastball. Spencer Packard had the RBI double in the third inning that got the scoring underway in this game. Wide ready from the stretch once again, and he brings in the 3-1 pitch. Curveball outside for ball four, and the bases are now loaded. Robbie Tenorowicz to the plate. Here comes Carlos Cardoza. The Rough Riders manager will make the change. Owen White done after four-plus innings in his start. And he strands the bases loaded. Here comes Alex Spies. Rough Riders trailing 3-1. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. More turn after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Arkansas already leading 3-1, and they're threatening once again with Robbie Tenorowicz at the plate. Alex Spies on the mound for the Rough Riders, coming out of the bullpen. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a first pitch slider, and it's 0-1. This is power on power. Tenorowicz, top 10 in the league with 8 home runs, second in the league with 34 RBIs. Alex Spies has reached 102 miles per hour this year. He stretches. The 0-1. Fastball ripped high in the air down the left field line. Zavala over towards the corner with room, and he reaches back to make the catch. Classe tags from 30, comes in to score. It's a sac fly for Tenorowicz. 35 RBIs for him now. And it's 4-1 Arkansas. Both other runners hold. Runners at first and second and one down now. Robert Perez Jr. to the plate. That right there is the first time that Alex Spies has inherited runners that have come in to score this year. He had previously inherited 7 runners, and none of them had come in. Right on right, the pitch is cut on and missed in a high slider, and it's 0-1. Perez 2-for-2 with a pair of singles today. Owen White, 4-plus innings in his start. Spies from the stretch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a cutter away. 0-2. Spies trying to limit the damage to just that one run in. Owen White has stranded himself 6 runners this year prior to this start. The 0-2. Slider fouled back. Still 0-2. And 2 have come into score. This now makes it 3-of-9 as we stand right now. So it's a bullpen game for the Rough Riders, which had previously been very strong over the last 2 weeks. Last night, it was a bit of a tough outing for the Rough Riders bullpen. Spies from the stretch, looks back, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, he got him. Cutter low off the outside corner. He strikes out Robert Perez. 2 outs. Logan Warmoth to the plate. One of the reasons why Alex Spies has been so good at stranding base runners is because of his strikeout ability. He has had a great season this year. A 1.26 ERA, 22 strikeouts in 14 and a third innings. Logan Warmoth in, and the first pitch is cut on and fouled back in a caper's glove for strike one. 0-1 on Warmoth, who's 0-1 today himself. Fly out to center and a walk. Josh Morgan, who homered earlier today, is on deck. Runners at first and second, two down in the fifth, one in. Spies' pitch. Backup cutter on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. 4-1 our score. Arkansas leads it. Spies trying to limit the damage. He readies from the stretch. And the 0-2 to Warman. Way outside. Just yanked it. It's one ball and two strikes. The command issues have been there at times for Spies. He's walked 9 and 14 to third, but he's been much improved to what we saw 2 years ago. The 1-2. Way outside again. It's two balls and two strikes. Especially to right-handed batters who are just hitting 140 against him. With lefties, he can give up some damage. They're hitting 273. He readies in the 2-2 pitch on the way. Runner takes off for third. It's low. Throw to third. Not in time. Rivas with his second steal of the day. Gives him 16 on the year in 21 attempts. Capers' throw was a little bit off target up the third base side to the right of Chris Cease as he had to reach back across his body and then try to tag with his momentum going the other way. A tough play for Chris Cease. Runners on the edges, the 2-2, got him swinging off the outside corner. Alex Spies strikes out two and gets out of the jam, only allowing one run. So one run across on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. It's 4-1 Arkansas to the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 4-1 to the top of the sixth inning. Aaron Zavala leads it off, and the first pitch slips just outside. One ball and no strikes from Emerson Hancock, the starter for Arkansas. There is action out in the Arkansas bullpen, but Hancock remains on the hill for now. The 1-0. Flicked foul to the left side. One ball and one strike. Zavala 0-2 today. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Hancock delivers. Down low and inside, nearly hit him, and it's two balls and one strike. Aaron Zavala out in left field today. It's one of the things that he's still trying to improve on. He's playing out in the outfield. The 2-1. just outside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. He's a good athlete, and he's only played in the outfield grass for the last couple seasons. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a drive in a right center field. Classe racing back. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Fly out to center field for Aaron Zavala. And Evan Carter comes to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Carter has one of the 2 Rough Riders hits today, the other for Trevor Hopper. If you're just joining us, Arkansas with a run in the 3rd inning, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. Rough Riders lone tally in the 5th, the pitch. Down low and inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Emerson Hancock had dominated the Rough Riders through his first 4 innings, allowing just the double to Carter in the 4th. The only base runner he surrendered. The 1-0 toss. Catches the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. And then the single hit in the 5th inning. The Rough Riders stranded 2 in that frame. A good chance to add. The pitch. Over the heart of the dish for a strike, and it's now 1-2. Frisco could not. And Arkansas came back and added another to answer their run. 1-2. Changeup low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Carter stands back in from the left side. The right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield. And the shortstop, Leo Rivas, into shallow center. Into a back pedal, he makes the catch. 2 down for Thomas Sajasi. 0-for-2 today, Rough Riders second baseman.
Now batting is number 12, Thomas Sajasi.
Rough Riders still trying to find that semblance of offense. They are due for an offensive explosion. The pitch fouled back, and it's 0-1. I'd certainly like to keep pace in the Texas League South. Frisco trailing the Midland Rockhounds by 3.5 games. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to center field. Classe drifting back. Back pedals, and he makes the catch for the final out of the 6th inning. The Rough Riders are turned away in 1-2-3 fashion by Emerson Hancock. A season-long 6 innings in his start, surrendering just 1 run. Bottom 6 coming up. Rough Riders trailing the Arkansas Travelers 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's 4-1. Rough Riders trail the Arkansas Travelers here in North Little Rock. John Matthews ready from the stretch. First pitch to Josh Morgan is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Josh Morgan, a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. Matthews ready from the stretch, and the right-hander fires in. Breaking ball over for a strike, 0-2. What a job from Alex Spies, coming in with the bases loaded and nobody out. He just surrendered a sacrifice fly. Only one run came across. Charged to Owen White. Ends up with a pair of strikeouts. The 0-2. He drops down and misses just inside with a breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. Normally an over-the-top thrower. He dropped down from the right side, sidearm. And he missed just inside. The former Kent State Golden Flash delivers in the 1-2 pitch to Morgan. Slider hit in the air out to deep right field. Strom back to the warning track. He's there. And he makes the catch. Josh Morgan flirting with another opposite field long ball. He just missed it. And Jake Anchia makes his way to the plate. John Matthews this year making his 11th appearance out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 7.64 earned run average in 17 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 22 to 10 walks. First pitch, and Chia a feeble swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. And Chia has grounded into a 6 unassisted 3 double play and struck out today. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews, one of the members of the Rough Riders championship team last year out of the bullpen. He stretches, delivers. Swing and a miss way out in front on a nasty curveball. And it's 1-2. He made 3 appearances for the Rough Riders in that final series in Northwest Arkansas last year. The 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now a full-time member of the Rough Riders bullpen, been with the team since opening day. One of 16 players who will receive their rings next week. Championship ring ceremony will take place on Friday, June 2nd. Very excited for that at Riders Field. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. It's going to be an excellent ceremony. Stretch in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, rolled to short. Acuna vacuums it in and fires across in time for out number 2. Two up, two down in the 6th inning. Here's Tanner Kerwer. Owen White, his final line, not as pretty as he would have liked in his start for the Rough Riders. 4 innings, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits. He walked 5 and struck out 5. Pitch in. Inside to Kerwer, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. The usually very pinpoint with his command, Owen White, is just a little bit off today. Matthews fires in. Breaking ball, strike inside corner. 1-1. The 5 walks were a career high for Owen White. First time in his minor league career he's delivered 5 free passes. The 1-1. Just low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Something to build off for Owen White. Sometimes easy to forget that Owen White is still very young, just 23 years old. 2-1 pitch. High and inside, 3 balls, 1 strike. Kerwer today has bounded back to the pitcher and struck out. Matthews trying to work a 1-2-3 inning in the 6th. He brings in the 3-1. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. Zavala back to the warning track. Curls under it there, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the 6th inning. Kerwer just missed it. And Matthews breathes a deep sigh of relief. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top 7 coming up. Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Josh Warden takes back over on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the visiting Frisco Rough Riders with one run on two hits and no errors, and the Arkansas Tramplers with four runs on six hits and no errors in the ballgame. Diason Arias into the ballgame out of the bullpen for the Travs, facing Dustin Harris to begin the seventh. The first pitch is swung on and missed, and a foul tip into the glove. And strike one to Dustin Harris. A baker's dozen appearances now for Arias for the Travs, an ERA of 5.74. The right-hander comes home with a slider low for a ball. Works out of the stretch at all times. A quick slide step home. That would look pretty good even if there was a runner at first in terms of his time to the plate. Doesn't need to work quickly. There's nobody on base, but he does. The 1-1, a fastball that cuts the inside corner. On a low part of the zone, he gets ahead of Dustin Harris, 1-2. Arias is making his third appearance against the Rough Riders this season. Has not allowed an earned run. The 1-2, a slider, tap foul up the first baseline to the Arkansas dugout. Gone 3 1/3 innings against Frisco, both appearances at Riders Field. One hit each time, but no earned runs. Striking out six. One ball, two strikes to Dustin Harris. The high kick this time and an off-speed pitch laced to the opposite dugout. This time the third base portion of Dickie Stevens Park and over the Frisco dugout. Diason Arias with his infield playing behind him, mostly straight up. This shifted to the right. The 1-2, Harris swings and hits it hard up the right field line. That one gets down for a base hit and rolls a couple times to the wall. Harris around second, thinking about third. He decides against it. It's a leadoff double for Dustin Harris. His ninth two-bagger of the year. He's leading the team in triples. He had a chance to get around. It would have probably been the wrong choice, especially needing three runs in this ballgame. And leading off this inning, makes the correct call, holds up at second. On a double to the right field wall that bounced three, maybe four times before it caromed off the fence. Brings up Kellen Strom with nobody out. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch to Strom is taken around the knees and strike one. Strom broke his bat in his last at-bat against the starting pitcher for the Travelers, Emerson Hancock, who just got pulled after six innings. Just two hits and one run for Hancock. The 0-1 to Strom is swung on and fouled back. 0-2 the count. Hancock striking out five. And now gives way to the bullpen, but very first batter facing a reliever. Dustin Harris doubles. Now Kellen Strom at the plate, but he is behind. No balls and two strikes. 4-1 lead for Arkansas. The two-strike pitch from Arias. Here she comes. A slider that's poked into right field. Coming in is Perez. He dives and makes the catch. What a play by Perez. Going horizontal and makes the grab coming in on that line drive. And puts Kellen Strom to an 0-for-3 night. Robert Perez Jr. coming in and making the catch. One of the top prospects in this Mariners organization. The number 21 in the farm system. of Seattle makes the catch in right field. Trevor Hover, the batter, with one out. Arias deals, and a fastball hits the outside black. Strike one to Trevor Hover, 231 hitter, as an RBI single today. He's one for two. The 0-1 offering to Hover with Dustin Harris at second, a slider that misses the outside corner, ball one. Frisco has two RBI base hits this series. This is game three, both of them owned by Trevor Hover. Two RBI single on Tuesday, an RBI single today. Had runs on a balk and a sac fly yesterday. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back by Hover. It's 1-2. Hitting 231, trying to raise that average. It is a point higher than his average last year. He hit 230 with Frisco a year ago. It's not the highest batting average, but he does have an on-base percentage of 356. That is just above the team average in terms of getting on base. And Frisco in the top half of the Texas League. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Runner goes to third. The pitch is high. Harris slides feet first into third. The throw goes into left, and Harris can trot home for a score. A stolen base and an error on Jake Anchia. And Dustin Harris comes around from second, makes it a 4-2 ball game. Dustin Harris, 17th steal of the season. He's been caught just once. And he comes around to score, takes away an RBI opportunity from Trevor Hover, who could have had another RBI base hit. He now calls for time and will adjust his strategy with the bases empty now, no longer trying to advance the runner, just trying to get aboard. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch to Hover. He swings and lines it to left field. If that's a fair ball, it's down. Maybe for extra bases, it is fair. It hops to the wall. Hover around to second. The throw in is in time, and Hover is out at second. Tanner Kerwer up the left field line, cut it off before it got to the wall, and threw directly to second. One bounce right to the glove of Logan Wormuth. And the second baseman puts the tag on Hover. Two down. A tough play. Hover looking like he had extra bases on a knock up the left field line just inside the chalk, but a good play by Kerwer to cut it off. Top of the seventh inning. It's 4-2 Frisco. Scott Capers the batter. The pitch is low and skips to the dirt into the backstop. So two down after a double, a line out to the right fielder, and then a single plus a 7-4 putout. The 1-0, and Capers pops it up on the right side. Tenero, it's running back. The first baseman having a hard time seeing it. In fact, everybody is. It lands for a foul ball. Nobody really saw it. Not that it would have been an easy play to get to that ball for anybody, but Perez, the right fielder, not running very hard and didn't see it until the last moment. He's made one diving play this inning. If he had seen that one off the bat, maybe would have had a chance for another diving catch if he had sprinted all the way. But just a foul ball off the bat of Scott Capers. Bases empty. Frisco getting a run in this inning to cut the lead slightly. 4-2 Arkansas. Capers, who has popped out and flied out today. At the plate, looking to get aboard for the first time since returning from injury. Went 10 days without an at-bat. And has not gotten a hit since. The 1-1, Capers checks his swing. It was inside for a ball. He is 0 for 8 since rejoining the lineup. Got hit by a foul ball when he was catching in the first inning of the Amarillo series. The 2-1 to Capers is high and in. Almost clipped him on the shoulder. Ball 3. He had a good series against Arkansas. Started it very well. Went 2 for 4 with a double in his first game against the Travelers this year, but the series has not begun in the same way. The pitch, Capers rams it to left field. Hard hit, Kerwer running back to the warning track. He jumps up and makes the catch. A little bunny hop, and he puts it away for the third out of the inning. Scott Capers hits one hard to left field, but that's the inning. Frisco gets a leadoff double from Dustin Harris. He scores on an error, and the Rough Riders are now down 4-2. Halfway through the seventh. Time to stretch from Dickey Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews still on the mound for the Rough Riders, his second inning out of the pen for Frisco. The deficit is smaller than it was when he was pitching last inning, but only barely so. 4-2 Frisco, Jonathan Clase the batter. First pitch to him is an off-speed low, and ball one to the leadoff man, a center fielder who has gone 1-for-2 today, a single and a walk. 1-0, Clase swings and grounds it first base side to even the count at 1-1 from John Matthews, who went a 1-2-3 inning last frame. Frisco got a run in the meantime to shorten the deficit, but still 4-2 Travelers in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-1 is a good-looking fastball that tails away from Clase. He holds off, and it's ball two. Came into this game 1-for-7 on the series. His only hit was a double that was lost in the sky and fell into shallow right center yesterday. The 2-1 is low. Three balls and a strike to Clase. He does get a single today, but he later got caught stealing. He has scored after walking in the fifth inning. A 3-1 pitch to Clase is taken on the outer half for a strike. Just a .229 average for Clase, but he does have 9 extra base hits through his first 18 games played, so his slugging percentage is healthy. .486, that's about 100 points higher than the team average. Slugging. Three balls, two strikes to Jonathan Clase. The payoff is taken. Inner half struck him out looking. John Matthews dots it up on the inside corner. His first punch out of the night. One away for Leo Rivas with the bases empty in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-2 Arkansas. Here in their home ballpark at Dickey Stevens Park. Matthews set the righty comes home with a fastball way outside for ball one. Matthews, like Zach said, from Kent State University, was a shortstop there, two-way player. A 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. Played there for a year as a two-way guy, switched to pitching when his pitching coach asked him who was better, you as a pitcher, you as a hitter. A 1-1 pitch is grounded left side. Chris East dives for it. It's off the end of his webbing and into left field for a base hit. Cease was playing in on that pitch, so had to react quickly. And Rivas gets it by him for a single into left field. A one-out base knock, and Spencer Packard is the batter. 4-2 Arkansas in the home half of the seventh. Packard with a double today. He's 1-for-2, plus a walk. Matthews continues to work out of the stretch, now with a runner on. He throws over to first, not in time. His pitching coach at Kent State said, who would win? You as a pitcher, you as a hitter? He said, well, I think the pitcher version of myself would win. And the pitching coach said, all right, stick with that. And he did. He ended up getting drafted by the Rangers. Here's the first pitch. It's taken by Packard off the outside for ball one. Matthews still would like to play a little shortstop. He says, I've told Carlos Cardoza, the skipper, I'm your emergency shortstop. If you need one, everybody else goes down, I'll play some shortstop this season. Here's the 1-0 with the runner going. The throw down to second is not in time. Rivas just getting underneath the tag. Sliding feet first under the glove of Luis Angel Acuna. The pitch was a ball to make it 2-1. And now Rivas in scoring position with his team leading 15th, make it 16th steal of the season and his third tonight. 17th on the year. 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball swung on and missed.
Hate to break it to John, but I think the line is pretty long in front of him for shortstop.
That was the next thing I was going to say. Is Chris Cease has barely gotten innings at short because Luis Angel Acuna has often gotten there as the starting shortstop. Corey Seager took a few innings there as well. A 2-2 pitch swung on, a high chopper over the mound. Acuna on the other side of second base. Fields throws to first and puts away Spencer Packard for a 6-3 putout that advances Rivas to third. Two down, Robbie Tenorowicz the batter with Arkansas ahead 4-2 in the seventh inning. Even Jax Biggers, who has played a fair amount of shortstop in his professional career, has not played any shortstop this season, just second base and third base. But the Rangers wanting to give Acuna a lot of innings there at short. And Chris Cease has gotten some. So John Matthews can probably just plan on pitching for this season. But you know what? We appreciate it. And I wouldn't mind if I see John. I'd like, at one point, throw him out there. A blowout. Riders are up by 13. I want to see John Matthews out there at short one time this season. It's a mound visit from Scott Capers.
I'd be for it. You see position players pitching.
Yeah, might as well go the other way.
Yeah.
Why do the position players get all the fun doing both things? With two outs, Tenorowicz the batter. The first pitch, breaking ball over the plate, but low. And ball one.
I don't know how much fun Luke Raley had for the Rays facing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. the other night.
Yeah.
Giving up a grand slam. He gave up 7 runs as a position player pitching.
Yikes. Here's the 1-0 to Tenorowicz. It's low and outside. But he had struck him out earlier, was it this season? So if you strike out Vladimir Guerrero as a position player, you've gotten more luck than you ever deserve. A little lob pitch at Guerrero somehow missed on a 2-strike pitch. So, yeah, he got lucky. The 2-0 taken by Tenorowicz. I don't know where it missed. Maybe high, but not by much. And it's 3-0. Sack fly today for Tenorowicz, but he does not have a hit. And just one base hit on the series. He's ahead 3-0 with a runner at third. The pitch, a breaking ball inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk for Robbie Tenorowicz. Robert Perez Jr. is next with 2 base hits on the day. He's 2-for-3. Runners on the corners for Arkansas. They lead by 2. If Matthews can get out of this inning, get one more out, would give Frisco a chance here with 2 innings to work with and just a 2-run deficit. But Arkansas could come back. Even just 1 run would make this margin seem a lot bigger. The first pitch to Perez, off speed, gets him to swing and miss. Matthews, who operates with a 4-seam fastball and a 2-seamer, throws a curveball as well as a slider. It'll mix in a changeup as well. No shortage of options for the Matthews arsenal. The 0-1 pitch from John is inside, hit him. Perez takes it on the shoulder or upper back area, turning away from it on what looked like a 2-seam fastball. And Matthews plunks him to load the bases. It is the first hit batter of the evening for Frisco pitchers. That pushes Tenorowicz to second. Rivas stays at third. And John Goble will take a walk out to the mound to talk with John Matthews. And will certainly try to get just one more out if he can get that. Pitch last inning as well. So if he can get out of this frame and throw 2 scoreless innings, would be a good appearance for him. But he has loaded the bases to make it tough on himself with 2 down in the seventh inning. 2 very different starts for the starting pitchers today. Both the top 4 prospects, some of the best pitching prospects in their respective organizations. And for how much better Emerson Hancock did today than Owen White, it's still a pretty close game. Just 4-2. Hancock, who allowed just 1 earned run, struck out 5 in 6 innings. Owen White, meanwhile, struggled with 5 walks in 4 innings and 6 hits, 4 earned runs. But just a two-run margin. Frisco could post a zero here this inning, get out of the jam. John Matthews ready to go after the mound visit. First pitch to Logan Warmoth. Breaking ball line to left field. Base hit. It'll score at least one. Tenero, it's around third. The throw in is not in time to get him. It's a two RBI single for Logan Warmoth. He advances to second on the throw. It's now 6-2 Arkansas in the seventh. First pitch after the mound visit, and Logan Warmoth singles home, two runs. It's now second and third for the Travs, and they now lead it by four, their largest lead of the ball game. Right after Frisco got a run last inning to cut into the deficit. Now it's Josh Morgan, the batter. The first pitch is swung on and missed. So 0-1 to Josh Morgan, who has a home run today. Back in the fourth inning, their only multi-run inning until now. So they've added two here in the seventh. The 0-1 pitch to Josh Morgan. Fastball, a check swing. And looked like a pretty good pitch, maybe high for ball one. Two runs in the fourth for Arkansas. Surprising, because their worst inning this season has been the fourth. And Frisco's best inning this whole season has been the fourth. The 1-1, Morgan takes a breaking ball, and it's a strike, 1-2. Frisco came in averaging one run per inning in the fourth this season. 40 runs, 40 games in the fourth inning. They did not score today. Arkansas has been outscored by 15 runs in the fourth inning, but not today. The 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. John Matthews finishes the inning, but he does give up the two-out, two RBI single. And Arkansas brings in a pair on two hits, a walk, a hit batter, and two left on in the seventh inning. We're on to the eighth inning from Dickie Stevens Park, 6-2 Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas leads this ballgame by a score of 6-2 at home against the Frisco Rough Riders, who have six more outs to deal with. Trying to come back from this deficit, same score that we had yesterday in Arkansas's first win of the series, 6-2. It'll be Chris Cease to the plate to open up the eighth inning against Dyson Arias, the right-hand reliever who did allow one run last inning, comes back out for a second frame. Out of the Travs bullpen. The first pitch of the inning to Chris Cease is swung on, grounded up the middle. The second baseman, Warmoth, fields behind the back, throws to first, beats him by two steps, and puts away Chris Cease for the 4-3 putout, shifted up the middle legally, just barely, to the right of second base, and went on the other side of the bag, straddling the bag, really, right behind the pillow, and throws him out. One out, the top of the order coming up. Luis Angel Acuna is next. The first pitch to Acuna is outside for a ball. Acuna with a team-leading batting average entering today, 307, but he has not gotten a hit today, 0-3 with a pair of Ks. 1-0 to Acuna is low and away, ball two. He did not play stateside until after COVID. Luis Angel, who is playing in the Dominican Summer League, getting signed out of Venezuela with the Rangers. is ahead. Two balls and no strikes from Arias. He takes it caught at a high fastball, doesn't get it. He performed well in the Dominican Summer League at 342 in that season of 2019. And then didn't play during COVID, came stateside in 2021. The 2-1 pitch to Acuna is letter high and ball three. Came to Down East in 2021. Pardon me, it's not Diason Arias who pitched last inning. It's Prolander Baroa on the mound, the right-hander working out of the pen. The 3-1 pitch to Acuna is fly to right field, foul, and will get into the seats. For strike two on Luis Angel Acuna. Prolander Baroa coming in for his second appearance of the series, a 4.03 ERA. And his first inning of work. Bases empty, one out, 6-2 lead for Arkansas. Baroa set for the payoff pitch to Luis Angel Acuna. It is taken outside and ball four. Acuna earns a one-out walk. And now Aaron Zavala, the batter. Well, Acuna coming stateside for the first time after COVID, so he hasn't been here very long, his third year in the USA. Hit 266 for the Down East Wood Ducks in 2021. And now with Frisco Rough Riders. Zavala at the plate, one on, one out. The first pitch to Aaron is low. He showed bunt and pulled back. The impressive thing for Acuna, not only hitting well, he just turned 19 years old before starting his first full season in the U.S. But the stolen bases as well. The 1-0 to Zavala. He's not showing bunt, doesn't swing at all. It's a strike, 1-1. Acuna stole 44 bases his first season in America. And has not slowed down this season. He's 18 for 18. Probably won't be going here. The 1-1 to Zavala is down and in, ball two. Acuna holding put at first base. His first time aboard tonight, walking on a full count pitch. Rough Riders need base runners, trailing by a four spot in the eighth inning. Zavala ahead, 2-1. Baroa set for the pitch. Zavala swings at a breaking ball low. And now it's 2-2. Zavala himself has shown good base running ability, although he has not attempted a steal yet, just joining the team recently. He took third base a couple days ago here in Arkansas and a foul out to the first baseman and sped to third to take an extra 90 feet. He's trying to get aboard here. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and lined to right field. It's in front of Perez and bounces in front of him. He boots the ball, and now Acuna breaks for third. He will get there without a throw. It's a single plus an error. Luis Angel Acuna into third base. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. Zavala singles. After he had gotten multi-hits his first couple of games, he had been held 0 for the last couple, his seventh game played of the season. He singles now in the eighth inning. And Acuna up to third base, plus an error on the right fielder. So two aboard for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter, the batter, who will wait for a mound visit with the catcher and Chia walking out to Baroa. Carter at the plate, 1-for-3 with a double today. Tying run on deck for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. There is one out. Carter doubled but did not score in the fourth inning. 2-for-10 on the series. Could come up with a big base hit here to cut into the lead. Baroa ready to go. The first pitch to Carter is outside and ball one. Righty-lefty matchup. Carter hitting 294 on the year. The infield shifted a bit to the right as far as the middle infielders go to the left-hand hitting Carter. The 1-0 pitch is taken at the belt for strike one. And 1-1 to Evan Carter. Former second-round pick back in 2020, current number one prospect in the organization, trying to pick up for the number two, Owen White, who is on the hook for the loss tonight. The 1-1 pitch to Carter is swung on and missed. Good-looking pitch that dips below the barrel of Carter on the off-speed. Carter, the youngest player on the team, won't turn 21 for another 3 months. A 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter with runners in the corners. He swings and misses again and punches out. Baroa gets his first K of the evening, of the inning, his first of work. And now Thomas Sejasi is tasked with a two-out RBI. He's 0 for 3 today. So JC has been hitting scintillating in this month of May. Best on the team in batting average this month. A 359 clip. Trying to come up with one more base hit here and cut into the lead a little bit. Two outs on the corners. The first pitch hit hard towards third base. Backhanded by Morgan. He throws to second, gets the out, and a fielder's choice completes the inning. Frisco gets a single and a walk on the frame, but strands runners in the corners and remains down 6-2. To the bottom of the eighth inning here from Dickie Stevens Park. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It is the bottom of the eighth inning here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Travelers leading the Rough Riders 6-2. Udris Manon enters the game out of the Rough Riders' pen. First pitch to Jake Anchia is high and ball one. Manon is coming out of the pen for his fourth appearance for the Rough Riders, just joining the team not too long ago. The 1-0 to Anchia is in for a strike. Manon with four innings under his belt, two earned runs. Three hits, a couple walks, a couple strikeouts. The right-hander set for the 1-1 pitch to the catcher, and Chia watches it outside. And ball two, and Chia a rough day, 0 for 3, a strikeout and a double play. He's trying to lead off of the base hit here in the eighth inning. His team already ahead 6-2 over Frisco. The 2-1 taken again, low and away. And Manon falls behind, three balls and a strike. Out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, Manon making his first appearance against Arkansas this season. The next pitch to Anchia has popped up on the right side. Trevor Hover, the first baseman, drifting over to the chalk, straddles the line and makes the catch. That's ruled a fair ball for a put out. Either way, it's an out. And Anchia goes down in the pop-up. Brings up Tanner Kerwer. Udris Manon, who allowed those two earned runs in his first appearance for Frisco and then made a couple of relief appearances against Amarillo, one inning each without a run. First pitch to Kerwer, breaking ball in the outer corner, strike one. Tanner Kerwer at the plate, 0 for 3 tonight, batting in the 9 hole, where he was the opening day starter as well. The 0-1, Kerwer slashes it foul at the first base side. 0-2 to the former 20th round pick out of the Lewiston, New York-based University of Niagara. Originally from Canada, Kerwer at the plate behind, no balls and two strikes. The pitch takes it high off the tip of the glove of Scott Capers to the backstop. The bases are empty. With one out in the eighth inning, Arkansas ahead 6-2. Kerwer from Sherwood Park is a city in Canada, 27 years old. Now with the Mariners organization. The 1-2 pitch is taken underneath the zone, ball two. Got drafted by his home country, the only team up in Canada. The Blue Jays took him and had him in their farm system from 2017 to 2021. 2-2 pitch just off the outside. Full count now to Tanner Kerwer. Got pulled over to the Mariners organization 2 years ago on the Rule 5 draft. Second year with the Travelers. Full count to Tanner Kerwer. Bases empty. Here is the payoff. He takes it just down and in. And Manon loses him. Had him 0-2. And ends up walking him. A one out base on balls for Tanner Kerwer. And Jonathan Klasse is next. Hitting from the left side, Klasse has had a pretty decent day so far. A single and a walk, a run scored. One on, one out. The runner goes on the first pitch. It's low and away. Capers has no chance getting Kerwer out at second. Not a ball in the dirt, and Kerwer slides in head first. He's got double-digit steals now on the season. Has not gotten caught in his 10 attempts. Tanner Kerwer representing an insurance run for the Travelers. They're already ahead 6-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-0 pitch. He's stealing third. It's inside. Capers guns to third over the head of Cease into left field. Kerwer gets back up and trots home. He goes first base to home on two pitches, two steals, an error, and a run scored. Tanner Kerwer was behind, no balls and two strikes. And he took four straight balls and then stole bases on consecutive pitches, plus an error. He comes home, and it's 7-2. The pitch is inside to Jonathan Klasse to make it 3-0. So ever since Manon got an out to begin this inning and then 0-2 in the next guy, he's since thrown seven straight balls and a run has come home. The pitch is taken high, make it eight straight balls and another walk. Of the four-pitch variety this time brings up Leo Rivas, the league leader in walks, with two more today to his name. And a 7-2 lead for the Arkansas Travelers. They have not gotten a save in the last week, and they do not want to need one here. They won't, no matter what, whether it's 7-2 or something larger. Uterus Manon comes set. The righty comes home with a runner going. The pitch in for a strike. A late throw to second base. Not in time. And a stolen base for Jonathan Klasse. Travelers running all over the base paths now. At least it was a strike for Manon. His first of the last nine pitches. Takes a look back at second. Comes home. The runner stays. The pitch is a strike. Klasse collects his 13th stolen base of the season. Has gotten caught twice this year. One of them was tonight. The 0-2 to Leo Rivas with one out. He takes in the dirt. And ball one. Rivas has had himself a heck of a day. A double in the fifth inning. Stole a base later. A single in the seventh. Stole a base later and scored. A walk back in the first inning. He stole a base. A walk in the third inning and he scored. 1-2 the count to Leo Rivas. The pitch is swung on, hit hard to right field in front of Kellen Strom. It's down for a line drive base hit. Coming around from second base, Klasse dives in head first under the tag. Capers never really brought the tag back to him. No chance to get Klasse. He scores on the RBI base knock by Leo Rivas, who's gotten aboard all five times tonight. He's 3-for-3 with two walks. And now an RBI single to put Arkansas up 8-2.
Well, you mentioned it was a tough night for the bullpen last night with Frisco's pen allowing five runs, four of them earned. Another tough night for the pen tonight. Four more runs for the Rough Riders bullpen.
Well, this Arkansas team has got some metal. They're boasting a record of 26-15. Nobody in the Texas League has a better record than the Travs. One out. The pitch to Spencer Packard is outside for a ball. 8-2 Travelers. Runner at first in the eighth inning. Frisco will be down to its final three outs in the top of the ninth. They're trying to get two more outs here in this inning and trail by just six if they can. The pitch, Packard watches it bottom of the zone for a strike.
I just wanted to add on about the bullpen, Josh, that bullpen had been really good before the last two nights. Yep. Tonight and last night, in five games prior to that, or in seven games prior to that, I should say, they had a 1.36 ERA.
And 1-1 to Packard, a check swing on appeal. He did go. It's two strikes on him.
It's not to rag on the bullpen at all. It's just you come to expect that success over the last week, and now it's just been tough nights.
I mean, it's important. We talk so much about starting pitchers, and for good reason, because of the importance they have. The 1-2 pitch, Packard takes it bottom of the zone. Strike three looking, and Yudris Manin gets his second out of the inning. Allowed three guys to reach in a row, but he does get the out. Two down, Robbie Tenorowicz is next. 8-2 Arkansas, the bottom of the eighth. Well, we talked about starting pitchers, but on average, the bullpen combined is going to throw about as many innings as the starting pitcher himself, and so it's just important. Flat out for every team. A throw over to first, and Rivas gets back. Certainly there's fewer individual relievers. It, you know, it's split up between each guy, but as a whole, the bullpen is just so vital to every team.
Especially in the first 2 months when your starters are still working up to their full pitch counts. So
absolutely,
that's what we've seen so far.
Tenorowicz takes the first pitch outside for a ball. He walked his last plate appearance and ended up scoring. He's 0-for-2 with the sac fly. Yudris Manin trying to get out of the inning here. Two outs, runner at first. The pitch, breaking ball, inner half. And strike one, or pardon me, strike one, 1-1. Manin, one of the more recent additions here in this bullpen that has been in flux in terms of personnel. Lost Mark Church recently to AAA. 1-1, fastball fouled away to the right side. And it's 1-2 from Manin. That's going to be the case with guys who perform well. Move up, Grant Wolfram and Mark Church moving up, for example. And so when the bullpen does well, expect some movement and guys moving up. And that's part of the deal. That's the good thing. The 1-2 to Tenorowicz. He flies it to right field and shallow. Kellen Strom running in. He pauses underneath it, makes a catch, and that is the inning. Arkansas adds two runs on a hit, two walks, and one left aboard. And they add on to the lead. It's 8-2 Travs into the final inning of tonight's ballgame. Zach Bigley has the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Colin Cober comes out of the Arkansas bullpen here in the ninth inning. It's not a save situation. 8-2 our score. Travelers lead. Zach Bigley alongside Josh Ward. Happy to have you. Really been impressed with these crowds in Arkansas the first three games of the series. They've been great. They're getting behind their Travelers here into the ninth inning. 8-2 Frisco trails. Dustin Harris to the plate in the right hand, and Steinarmer delivers home. Flicked foul out of play, and it's 0-1. Left side for Dustin Harris, who has doubled in walk today, scored twice, stole his 17th base of the season in the seventh. Cobra rocks and fires. Frisbee's inside and nearly hits Harris. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders just could not get it done on either side. Pitching side or offense. The offering is even further inside. Nearly hit him again, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders in danger of dropping back-to-back games after winning game one in this series. They'll play game four tomorrow. Here's the stretch of the 2-1. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow center field. Classe coming on, and he watched it drop in front of him and bounces behind him. Harris on his way to second, and he slides in. Ow! Classe was able to reach back, grab it, throw him out at second base. Dustin Harris picks up his second hit, but he's thrown out at second for the first out of the ninth. 8-4 put out. And it saves an error for Classe. Harris looked like he beat the tag initially. First pitch. Strom swings, grounds it to third. Morgan up with it. Takes a curl hop, rifles it across, and gets him two down. Kellen Strom grounds out to third. Two outs in the ninth inning. Riders trailing by six. Trevor Hover, the final hope. It looked like Dustin Harris got in there initially and then slid over the top of the bag and was off the bag momentarily, and that's where the tag was laid down by Logan Warmoth, the second baseman, to get him. Now Trevor Hover in from the left side. Rough Riders trailing 8-2. Cober from the stretch. The right-hander delivers. It's a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hover 2-for-3 today with an RBI single back in the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch to Hover. Just outside. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders have two run-scoring hits in this series. They both come from Trevor Hover. Two-run single and a one-run single. The 1-1 pitch. Foul back this way over our heads, and it's one ball and two strikes. As mentioned, game four will be tomorrow. Ricky Benasco starts for the Rough Riders, making his second start of the season. Juan Mercedes starts on the other side for Arkansas. He's 1-0 this year with a 3.43 ERA. 1-0 pitch to Hover. Swinging a ground ball, top foul back behind home. It was the 1-2, beg your pardon, and it's still one ball and two strikes. First pitch tomorrow will be at 7.05. We'll be on the air. Josh will have the pregame show for you at 6:50 in the p.m. Should be another beautiful day tomorrow. It's been just gorgeous here in Little Rock for this entire series. This is really the sweet spot of the Arkansas early summer and late spring. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch to Hover. Swinging a ground ball foul into the dugout down the right side, home of the Travs, and it's still one ball and two strikes. It's going to get really hot here in about a month and a half or so. Same with down in Texas, or back in Texas, left in Texas. How do you want to go? West? That works. West definitely works, no matter what. 1-2 here on Hover. Cobra stretches, and he delivers home. Cued off the end of the bat, squibber up the third base line, and nothing Morgan can do about it. That thing looked like it was going to go foul initially. It just stayed fair right down the third base line, and it's an infield single for Trevor Hover. His third hit of the day. He's at first. Scott Capers back. For Trev, that's his second three-hit day of the season. His first since May 10th against Wichita at home. He leads off first, nobody holding him on. First pitch. Capers swings and misses on a pitch out in front, 0-1. Capers hammered a ball into left center field his last time up in the seventh inning. But it was tracked down and caught by Tanner Kerward. The 0-1. Slips high and away, and it's one ball and one strike. That's a ball that might get off the wall or leave the ballpark in Frisco, but this ballpark is very, very big in the alleys. The 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line. Perez tracking to the warning track, reaches out, and he makes the catch to end the ball game. Caught it in foul territory, and the Rough Riders fall 8-2 on this Thursday night. They fall to 18-23. Arkansas moves to 27-12. Still, nobody has a better record than them in the Texas League. Josh Wharton has the postgame show for you next. Our final, once again, it's the Arkansas Travelers 8 and the Frisco Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders entered this series as one of the most high-scoring teams in the Texas League, averaging just a tick under 6 runs a game. But each game this series, they have been held to 2 runs each time. 3 games in, 2 runs apiece. They did win one of those games with a 2-1 victory on Tuesday, but not tonight. Arkansas pulls away for an 8-2 victory. Here on a Thursday evening, they get 2 wins out of the first 3 at their home ballpark here at Dickey Stevens Park, and they remain in first place in the Northern Division. And Frisco drops to 18-23. Here on the season. 8-2, the final score, with Arkansas pulling away. They never did trail tonight. In fact, they led 3-0 in this ball game after scoring in the third and fourth innings. They scored 3 straight innings in the fifth as well, but Frisco had gotten on the board in the top half of the fifth inning. When the Rough Riders tried to mount a comeback, they threatened several times. Led off the fifth with a walk for Dustin Harris. He later scored a couple of times in this ball game, but he scored on an RBI single by Trevor Hover in the fifth inning, but Arkansas scratched that run right back out. And then neither team scored in the sixth. Frisco scored in the seventh when Dustin Harris doubled, later stole a base and scored on an error. But that was all the runs that Frisco would get. Yesterday and today, Frisco has scored in 2 innings each game. And in each inning that Frisco scores, Arkansas has scored in the bottom half of that inning to cancel out at least as many runs as Frisco did. In fact, Frisco hasn't had any multiple run innings yesterday or today. So Frisco is 1-2 in this series and drops to 5 games below 500 on the season. Arkansas trying to get sole possession of first place in the Northern Division. They've been tied with Tulsa. Tulsa is currently tied with Northwest Arkansas in tonight's ball game into the ninth inning, a 1-1 mark after Tulsa's walk-off win last night in extra innings. Wichita leading Springfield 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Same score for Amarillo and San Antonio, bottom of the seventh. The Sod Poodles lead at 4-3. Midland is blowing out Corpus Christi 11-1 in the ninth inning. But this is the first game to conclude tonight, a fairly fast game of 2 hours and 30 minutes. in front of a good Thursday night crowd. 4,000 in attendance, 4,013 on hand here tonight. Looking around the Texas Rangers organization, the affiliates of Texas tonight, Round Rock is leading Albuquerque early on, 9-4 in the fourth inning. Hickory in the bottom of the ninth inning is down by 1, 8-7 to Asheville. Down East loses to Carolina tonight, 5-0. And Frisco drops a game to Arkansas, 8-2. The final score tonight. The Texas Rangers affiliates around the farm system, all the scores here tonight. Well, the Frisco Rough Riders will go back at it tomorrow at 7:05 on a Friday night. Ricky Venasco will be the starting pitcher for Frisco, and Juan Mercedes with a 3.43 ERA to his name will make the start for the Travelers. It'll be interesting to watch Venasco. He technically has an ERA of 0 on the season, just one start, and got chased out in the first inning. But 4 unearned runs had come in off him, and his pitch count rising in that first inning last week. And so we'll see if he can go further and keep that ERA near 0 as he makes his second start of the season for the Frisco Rough Riders. The right-hander out of Florida will make the start tomorrow in Game 4 of this series as the Rough Riders try to tie the series up at 2 games apiece here in Dickey Stevens Park. Well, join us tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show and 7:05 for the first pitch. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off on this Thursday evening from North Little Rock in Arkansas. Talk to you tomorrow for a 7:05 first pitch. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!